the title of this story, God's Way is Never Old-Fashioned. 10-year-old Sally was eager for Aunt Nancy to visit. "Has it really been 2 years since we saw Aunt Nancy?" she asked Mama. "Yes, and her letters have been telling of her exciting experiences with her work in the city," Mama recalled. "But I wonder how faithful she has been in letting her light shine." "We'll want to ask her about her church there. She was always involved in the work of the church here before she left, so I'm sure she would do the same there in that church." It had been a busy day getting ready for Aunt Nancy. Sally liked the suggestion that she give Aunt Nancy her room, so this made a good time to give it a good cleaning. All looked so clean and neat now. Sally took out the clothes she would need for the next 2 days of Aunt Nancy's visit. She would sleep on the couch in the living room because they had no spare room. Finally, 8 p.m. came, and they drove to the airport to pick up the expected visitor. Sally and her parents parked the car and left it to go welcome Mama's sister as she got off the plane. Since they lived near the airport, Sally occasionally went with her parents to see the planes come and go. She was not frightened as she waited for Aunt Nancy's plane. "There it is," Sally suggested excitedly as she watched the big plane taxi into the unloading zone. They eagerly waited at the gate to welcome Aunt Nancy. She remembered her favorite aunt quite well because she looked so much like Mama. They used to dress alike sometimes in their youth, and people thought they were twins, but Aunt Sally was 4 years younger than Mama. "Where is Aunt Nancy?" questioned Sally. She saw this one lady who was smiling broadly at them, but she wasn't dressed like the plain lady Aunt Nancy was. "Why, that is Aunt Nancy, but she is so different," pondered Sally. Sally held back and let Mama reach Aunt Nancy first. "Hello, Norma." "Don't look so shocked," laughed Aunt Nancy. "I was tired looking so old-fashioned." "Hi, Sally. My, how you have grown." "It's good of you to pick me up, Charles. I'm really tired of the city, so time in the country will be so refreshing." But Mama was shocked, shocked and disappointed. "Nancy, I'm so glad you can be with us these 2 days. But yes, I am shocked. We will have much to talk over." Sally felt shy because this Aunt Nancy was so different from the Aunt Nancy she used to know. Aunt Nancy and Mama were soon over that first awkward beginning, and now were busily talking about other things. The 2 days passed so quickly. Aunt Nancy wanted to be outdoors as much as possible because she missed the country so much. Walks into the backwoods to observe birds and wildlife were fun for Sally because Aunt Nancy was so excited over everything they saw. She even went wading with Sally in the brook, running through the pasture fields. Sally knew Mama and Aunt Nancy had talked about the changes in her appearance, but it was not when Sally was around. Mama was not happy for Sally to hear the excuses Aunt Nancy gave. Soon it was time to say goodbye to Aunt Nancy at the airport. Sally had had such good times with Aunt Nancy after all. Now on the way home, Sally asked, "Mama, why did Aunt Nancy not wear her head veiling while she was here?" "We had good times together, but she wasn't quite like the Aunt Nancy I used to know. Why was that, Mama?" Mama sighed. "You and Father and I need a long talk once we get home." Once they were home, Mama and Father got their Bibles. "Come, Sally, bring your Bible. We want to study 1 Corinthians 11 together." "Aunt Nancy thinks we are old-fashioned to dress differently from those who do not use the biblical way to live. She says she now believes her hair is her veiling. We want you to understand how Aunt Nancy is confused, especially about the biblical teaching of the woman's head veiling." Father read the first 17 verses. Sally read along in her Bible. "Sally, can you explain verse 3? It says that the head of every man is Christ. That means Christ is over you, doesn't it, Father?" "Yes, Sally, and what else?" "The head of every woman is man. That's why Mama wants to do what you want her to do, isn't it? But what about Aunt Nancy? She isn't married, and Grandpa is no longer living. Well, she always looked up to the ministers at her church, but now she attends a church that seems to no longer stand fully on the Bible. There's more to that verse, Sally. It says that God is the head over Christ. My, God has everything in order, doesn't he, Father? Yes. Now let's go to verse 4. Sally, what do you think it means? When men pray or prophesy, if he has a cap on, he's not bringing honor to his head. Is that why you took your hat off at Grandpa's funeral at the grave? But we don't have prophets today, do we? What does prophesying mean? This is good, Sally. I like your question. Yes, it is because of this verse that we men took off our hats at Grandpa's graveside service during prayer. Teaching the scriptures could be called prophesying because this helps us understand more clearly the Bible. Let's go on to verse 5. Here it sounds just opposite, Father. It says a woman without a covering does wrong. It even says if she doesn't wear something on her head, it's as though her head was shaved. But Aunt Nancy says her hair is her covering or veiling. I don't understand. What is the man to do when he prays or teaches the Bible? He's to take off his hat. So the Bible means something on the head more than the hair, doesn't it? The man can't take off his hair, can he? No, he can't, giggled Sally. So do you think that when it says the woman should have her head covered, it means just her hair? Sally thought a bit. No, the man must not pray with his hat on, but he still has his hair on. The woman still has her hair, but she is to cover her hair with something more. Isn't that right? Mother thoughtfully added, that is so plain. Even our 10-year-old can understand these verses. A woman wanting to live for Jesus and following his teachings would want her head covered. I want my head to have a covering on so that I show I want to come under God's plan of order. Poor Aunt Nancy, someone who doesn't want to see Bible truth has convinced her that hair is the veiling. If my hair is my covering, then Father would have to take his hair off when he prays. So by my wearing something extra on my head, I am showing God and others I want to obey the Bible. Father, read verse 10 too. It talks about this being a sign to the angels. Father read, "For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head, because of the angels." One person says it this way, the women should wear covering on their heads as a sign that she is under man's authority, a fact for all the angels to notice and rejoice in. I'm glad Mother makes angels take notice and rejoice. Oh, Mama and Father, I'm so glad you want to obey the Bible. When may I wear a veiling on my head? Sally, there will come a time when you know you need to open your heart to Jesus to save you from your sins. When that time comes, you will want to obey this teaching too. Before you are baptized, after you have given your heart to Jesus, you will want to wear a veiling. Oh, Mama, I want to obey the Bible, and I'm so glad you and Father helped me understand it. But when we visited Uncle John's and went to their church, even little girls wore coverings. Why was that? Yes, Sally, some churches teach mothers to dress little girls this way, so they will always want to appear like this when they are old enough to choose to live for Jesus. I'm sure God is especially pleased when girls who are old enough to want to be saved and give their hearts to Jesus, that they also want to understand why it is important to obey the Bible and wear a covering or veiling. This needs to happen even if they have worn it for a long time since they were little. Aunt Nancy still wears modest dresses, but they were just like what other women of the world may wear, We feel it is best to wear dresses made very simply and plain to be a safeguard from following fashions. Oh, Sally, when someone looks so much like the world, it is easier to fall away from God. I want to be all God wants for a godly woman to be. Mama, that's the kind of girl I want to always be, too. I want to obey the Bible, and I want to have angels rejoice about me.